Ezra 7, 1 through 28. Devotional Focus Verse. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Ezra 7, 10. A veteran pastor, who is now gone on to his heavenly reward, mentioned to me once how he had been approached by a number of people over the years who told him, "I really enjoyed your sermon." He went on to share that while he genuinely appreciated the encouragement of the people of God, his hope was that they would simply follow what he had preached and do what God's word instructed. His point was that we should all be doers, not just hearers. Today's text reveals that Ezra was a doer of God's word. He clearly took his charge and calling as a priestly scribe seriously. He had been raised in less than optimal circumstances in Babylonian captivity, far away from Jerusalem. Yet verse 6 of our text describes him as a ready scribe, a word that means apt or skillful. It appears he excelled not only at the generational responsibility of the hand copying of Torah scrolls, but also studied diligently to learn the law and apply it to his life in practical ways. We know he gained the confidence of the Persian king Artaxerxes, who authorized his journey back to Judah. And no doubt he had the trust of those who assembled to accompany him on the 4-month journey. God's purposes for Ezra were realized because Ezra fulfilled two basic requirements. Our focus verse indicates that Ezra's heart was set not only to seek the law of the Lord, but he had purposed in his heart to do it, to obey God's law. He also committed to teaching others the principles and virtues that God had commanded, just as he had sought, studied, and lived them himself. The veteran pastor who spoke to me of doing knew that it is not personal achievement, but our willingness to know and practice God's word that is important. If we, like Ezra, will seek the law of the Lord with all of our heart, and then by God's grace begin to do it, our commitment will have a direct effect on how God uses our lives. Ezra probably never dreamed that future generations over the centuries would benefit by his example, nor can we foresee how our diligent seeking and obeying will impact others. However, we can be quite sure that by the grace of God, it will. Background information. Chapter 6 of Ezra concluded with the dedication of the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. Beginning with chapter 7 and continuing through chapter 10, an account is given of the return led by Ezra many years later. This chapter explains Ezra's lineage, gives a brief mention of how the return came about, and describes the duration of the exile's journey. In addition, the decree of the Persian king Artaxerxes that authorized the return is recorded. The final two verses of the chapter relate Ezra's comments on the king's decree and his acknowledgement that the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, thus enabling him to accomplish this task. Bible scholars agree that a period of at least 58 years transpired between chapters 6 and 7 of Ezra. While scripture contains no record of events in Judah during this time, the happenings recorded in the book of Esther occurred between the temple dedication in Jerusalem and the return of Ezra with his band. Verses 1 through 6 of this chapter provide information regarding Ezra's background. He was a distinguished scribe and also a priest, as he was a descendant both of Aaron and Sheriah, the last high priest before the captivity. Although Ezra was born and reared in exile, he was a competent scribe who was not merely skilled as a copyist, the normal function of a scribe, but was also thoroughly versed in the history and meaning of the law of Moses. The favor granted to Ezra indicates that he had the esteem of the current king of Persia, Artaxerxes, and may have had a special position in the king's court. However, it was because Ezra had God's favor that he received all he requested from the Persian ruler. Verses 7 through 10 give timing and details of the journey to Jerusalem that Ezra's group of exiles made in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. Verse 7. Since two Persian kings bore that name, historians differ regarding which king was ruling at the time of Ezra's return. The distance between Babylon and Jerusalem is about 500 miles geographically, but the route these travelers took would have been about 900 miles in length, going northwest along the Euphrates River and then south to Jerusalem. Verses 11 through 26 are a record of the letter and decree in which Artaxerxes commissioned Ezra to make the journey to Jerusalem, where he was to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem for the king and his seven counselors. He was to survey conditions in Judah and Jerusalem based on the law of thy God. It is possible that Ezra had received word of irregularities or neglect of the law among the Jews at Jerusalem and had requested authority from the king to go and investigate the matter. In addition to granting authority for the journey, the decree authorized Ezra to deliver gifts of gold and silver from Artaxerxes to the exile, as well as free will offerings for the people and priests. The king stated that the gifts were to purchase animals for sacrifices at the rebuilt temple, along with grain and drink offerings. Verse 19 references vessels used in worship at the temple. Since the original vessels, taken by Nebuchadnezzar, had to been returned by the decree of Cyrus, see Ezra 6:5, these were likely new items that had been purchased or commissioned for the rebuilt temple. The phrase, "Why should there be wrath?" in verse 23, implies that the king feared the wrath of the Jews' God if he did not show favor to the Jewish exile. It is possible that he thought that the troubles and rebellions that had recently taken place in his empire were tokens of divine anger directed against him, so he was seeking to avoid any further judgments of this kind. Verses 27 and 28 are not part of the king's decree, but are Ezra's reflections on how God had made the return to Judah possible. Ezra was fully aware that it was God who hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart. Ezra recognized his own dependence upon God for the work he had been commissioned to do and was strengthened in his purpose by the hand of the Lord my God. Conclusion. Ezra led a team who restored true worship in Jerusalem after a lengthy exile. What might God do through you and other like-minded believers who prepare their hearts to seek to know God's law and to do it?